Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No, sir. No.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Well, sir, who wants to know that?
We're conducting a very important survey about the Republican election for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20. Will you have a few minutes to participate?
It's okay.
We're Republicans.
Okay, thank you. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections? You will definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote. Just somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all.
Very likely.
And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the ground track?
I would say they're going in pretty much in the right direction.
And from the following list, which set of issues are most important to you and your family right now? I know all are important, but the most important issue, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and being the swamp in Washington, D.C., cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, or the last three, economic issues like taxes and government spending, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, or the last one, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment.
Well, I would say that we've got to close the border because of a lot of the situation that we're in.
Okay. So will you say the most important is public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration? Is that correct?
Oh, correct.
Okay. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know. You can indicate it as well. The first one is Gary Baker. Do you recognize the name? Gary Baker?
Gary Baker, no.
Okay. Mike Levin. Do you recognize the name? Mike Levin?
I think I've heard of that name, but,
okay.
But not familiar.
Mike Levin. Or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay, the next one, Nan Cobb. Do you recognize the candidate, Nan Cobb?
No.
Okay, the next one, Anthony Sabatini. Do you recognize the name, Anthony Sabatini?
Yes, I've seen the signs on the side of the road, Sabatini. Sabatini.
Based on what you know about Anthony Sabatini, how would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
To be honest with you, I really don't know too much about the man.
Okay. You recognize the name, but you don't have an opinion, correct?
No. Correct.
Okay. The next one, Ron DeSantis. Do you recognize the name?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
The next one, Mark Jordan. Do you recognize the candidate, Mark Jordan?
Mark Jordan. No, I don't believe so.
Okay. The next one, David Jordan.
Jim Jordan? Or?
David Jordan.
Oh, David Jordan. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay. How would you rate David Jordan? Very favorable, just somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. And the last three, Keith Farner. Do you recognize Keith Farner?
No, I don't.
Okay. And the last two, Donald Trump. How would you rate Donald Trump? Very favorable, just somewhat, or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
The last one, Abby Owens. Do you recognize the name? Abby Owens?
Abby Owen?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't.
Never heard of, okay? Thank you.
No,
and
no.
Now, we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your help. If the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Abby Owens, Mike Levine, Nan Cobb, or Keith Farner?
Oh, gosh.
If you had to choose today, well, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Are these all conservatives?
All of them are Republicans, but I don't know if all of them are conservatives. More information is included in here. But
yeah,
if the elections were held today, will you vote for Abby Owens, Mike Levine, Nan Cobb, or Keith Farner?
Mike Levine.
Okay. And from the same list of candidates, who will be your second choice in the Republican primary elections for Florida State House? Abby Owens, Nan Cobb, or Keith Farner? Your second choice.
Yeah. I think this, what was the second one, name you gave me?
Nan Cobb.
And
Nan.
I've never heard
Nan. Never.
N- oh, Nan. Matt. Oh.
Nan. N-A-N. Nan.
Oh, man. I see. No, I've never heard of him.
Never heard of. Okay, no problem.
No.
But compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not changed much.
And generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? I have two options. The first one, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Or the second option. Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. So the first one or the second one?
I think the second one.
And which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I have three options. And the first one, Joe Biden debate performance proved what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself. And after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. The second, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic toward him. His poor debate performance proved that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or the last one, I'm voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. The first one, the second one, or the last one?
The second one is I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Correct. And as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have two options. The first one, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filled as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them will have faced off in a primary and Republicans will have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Or the second option, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. So which comes closest to your opinion, the first one or the second one?
First, Mark Jordan.
Okay. And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. Your opinion is very important. So if you knew the following statement about a candidate were true, will it make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If it will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first candidate, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years. That will make you much more likely to vote for that candidate, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
Well, much more, because at that, until they change that, that they're only allowed to be in service 4 years or 5 years, whatever.
The next candidate.
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, candidate.
And the next candidate, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
Well, let me see. I would say the first one.
If a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance company.
Not really.
Much less likely to vote for that candidate, or somewhat more less?
Yeah. Not likely.
Okay, but much less likely or just somewhat less?
Much less, I guess.
Much less. Okay. The next candidate. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Much less.
The next candidate. A candidate who says they are seeking power at the state level, so I can return power to you at the local level. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Much less.
The next one, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Greenell and Gary Borders.
Much more.
Much more. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Much less.
Much less. A candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Much less.
The next one, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants. Somewhat less, or makes no difference.
I guess it doesn't really make any difference.
Okay. And the next one, a candidate who had a lion placed on their home and is a separated instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Wow.
Much less likely, somewhat less.
Much less.
And the next one, a candidate who is 35 years resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Well, there again, until they change the rules on that, I'd have to go to the 35 years.
Okay, but much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
I would say much likely.
Okay. And we're almost done, just five more candidates. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in a state government. Much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to support that candidate?
Somewhat less.
Okay. A candidate who supports terms limit for members of Congress?
Much more.
And last three. A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a college and refusing to pay for item purchase.
Well, much less.
Okay. And last two, a candidate who has served on the UCCD Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Much more.
The last one, a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Much less.
Somewhat more, much less, okay. And You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only, and we're done. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Well, I'm liberal. Well, I mean,
I'm not liberal.
I'm very, very, yeah. It depends upon, but I'm really a conservative,
Okay, but would you say very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Very conservative, yeah.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, college graduate with an associate or 2 years?
High school.
And do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
Strongly pro-life or just somewhat pro-life?
Strongly pro-life.
Okay, yeah. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, same to you, sir. Bye.